Hi everyone, this is Rick. Today I want to share with you Einstein devolved time. Einstein devolved time. Since such a thing as mass exists, your regrets, anxiety, and indecision have already been defeated. And it will sound like a story. Let me show you why. The 26-year-old German savant published a mostly ignored landmark paper a century ago on the electrodynamics of moving bodies, which completed a three-century-old work known as Galileo's Theory of Relativity. Albert Einstein girded his predecessor's work with thought experimentation to create a theory for far broader contexts, but only where the speed of light is constant. And as Einstein knew, it must be beautiful if it is to be a high, unifying truth. So he imagined running alongside a beam of light in a lovely, perfect stride. Einstein's single theory is unbelievably applied not only to mechanics and electromagnetism, but also to much of physics itself. The theory also reconciled multiple scientific fields. Then, even back another 250 years from Galileo to Newton, an event echoing both forward and backward in time. He's saying theories are types of arbitrage. And the wider the arbitrage of an idea, the more impressive. So stick with me here. So why was Einstein's initial special theory of relativity called by its modifier special? Because it applies only where space-time is flat. But natural space-time is rarely flat because it involves gravity, heavy masses like stars, and long distances, and so it curves. His first special theory, his arbitrage of science, was limited. Over the following decade, Einstein's general theory of relativity began to swallow scenarios in deep space where gravity is so strong that even light cannot escape, such as black holes. Einstein gifted us a greater scope, plus precision. He leapt out of Newtonian physics into special relativity and general relativity. His single mind was fixated on unifying, trusting beauty to arbitrage facts into a more valuable world. And that's the purpose of a maximal story with maximal arbitrage. A simple formula with the greatest possible scope, encompassing not only religion but philosophy, psychology, mythology, history, my false sacrifices, and all of science. For science's marathon is a search for truth. Beauty's marathon is a search for a target at which to aim. It will ingest and arbitrage all sorts of worlds, theories, philosophies, and religions to create a more valuable story with a more beautiful end. But how do science and steps beautify? What does that mean for you as you fight evil time and your desire to give up moving ahead today? Imagine what your life could be like if you went to war against the fear of wasting your life. Imagine what you could accomplish if you took on the responsibility of living forever. Imagine what sort of man you could become if you were determined to take a single step of difficulty every day for the next 30 days, 60 days, 365 days. Would you even recognize that man? Imagine mirroring the man who follows the strongest model of persistence, competency, and giving. What could you become? Sublesson: Imagining Space-Time. Let me give you an example. Einstein gave us a new perspective to prove his theory as he ran along a beam of light in his imaginative marathon-like experiments. Time, our enemy, was being attacked by this genius man as he ran. Time's ugliness and hopelessness tried to sink us, but it was flipped into a beautiful story. Like Einstein, you also will see that story if you will just change where you stand or run when you look for it. A little imagination never hurts either. Einstein devolved time from a force into a mere mode of thinking. It was almost as if Rembrandt's seascape had called Einstein's Jewish mind to join the journey into the timeless canvas, where Einstein's genius was untrapped, to conquer the entire dimensionality of time, because a greater mind called him to take a step. Centuries ago, a flat world was eventually cast aside for a spherical world. Suddenly, Einstein entered to tell us our space-time is not flat either. He is telling us time is bent itself. We are not made to be bent by it. Specifically, time and space are not conditions in which we live. Yet we have a hard time accepting that the time around us is no longer as undefeatable as it once was, just as we first rebelled against the idea that the world was round. Anything that can be bent, as light bends, will eventually break. Time itself is cracking already if such a thing as mass exists somewhere. The light is attracted to the sun. It is the attraction itself that warps light and bends time, And of course, the beauty of the Earth from the horizon of space stems from the shadow of the darkness, curving to escape our sunless depths. Like that darkness in Rembrandt's stormy seascape, kissed by yellow salvation. This is a little like the love and beauty of a marathoner or a living man, hoping to take the next step despite the pain. Hope cracks the struggle. Mass is like hope. Any of it changes everything everywhere. Mass creates gravity. So if there is any mass anywhere, time will forever be in the process of breaking everywhere. And therefore, your nemesis, time, is being defeated and is merely a false enemy trying to remove your hope through regret, indecision, and the mirror you look into each morning as you age. What Einstein's imagination saw as he ran along that beam of light was what we rebelled against. But if we look with our high imagination instead of our low intellect, we will begin to see Einstein's running unlocked a high, unifying truth that was simply beautiful and freeing if we will listen. Like a runner's stride that won't quit because her desire to reach the finish line is pulling her in like a gravitational force. Looking for the facts, we miss the magic. Looking for the beauty, we find the truth. Expecting the smart man, we miss the genius. Telling only special small s stories, we disbelieve a high, unifying general story can superintend over our time-bound tales with a mass big enough to draw us in. Now, go forth free to run toward the brightest future you can imagine today. Since time is broken, you will live forever, or not at all. Would you please consider ordering my new book, 9 Steps to Build a Life of Meaning, on Amazon or wherever you buy your books? It would mean the world to me. Visit my website, rickwalker.com, to get more essays or to enroll for free with my bi-weekly newsletter. Thanks for listening, everyone.